Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Phyllis Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Mrs. Moore.
Keith's been teaching on how to hear from God, or we can hear from God, and something came up in my heart about it, and I told him, you know, maybe I should share it a little bit about it. And but before I do, I need you to read this verse with me. So are you ready? Don't even get your Bibles out, because they're going to put it up on the screen, and I want you to be very clear about it. No confusion, okay? Matthew 7:1 in the NIV. Ooh, read it with me. Don't judge, or you too will be judged. Okay, now that you've read that, I will explain. I'm going to have to talk about me tonight. So don't judge me. That's what I'm going to be talking about tonight. So be very careful all through the night that you don't judge me, or watch out. Because all week long, or all the last several weeks, he's been talking about this. John 10:27, guys. We've all been reading it. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Right? So I've been sitting over there week after week after week. And you know me, I like to know about the practical side of everything when he's teaching it. I start thinking about the practical side of how do we apply this in our lives? What do we do with it? How do we make it work? How do I walk out of here and deal with what's going on with somebody? What makes this happen? So in doing that, I'd sit there and I'd think about it. And of course, I think about me to start with. Because you're not going to do anybody else any good unless you get you right. Do you know that? You're not going to help anybody else until you get you fixed. Okay? So I would think about that, and I would think about how I need to hear from God. What it takes for me to hear from God. How I hear His voice. Because, you know, we deal with people on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, on an hourly basis, on a second basis, that things are not going right in their life. I mean, constantly we're getting an email, we're getting a phone call, we're getting a text, and they're wanting to know, what about this? How do we deal with this? What do we do with this? So, you know, and he's constantly teaching about hearing from God. So I'm thinking, wait a minute. Were you not just sitting there in that service? But I'm not going to judge them. Right? Because there's been too many times when I didn't have the answer. So, the very first thing that I go back to is me hearing from God. And I got to think about, how do I hear from Him? Well, the very first thing that I have to do to hear from Him is do something I don't like doing. No judging. I got to get still. And I got to get quiet. And I got to get unbusy. You know, busy to some people is almost like a drug. It's almost like you have to do it constantly. You have to have something going constantly, or you have to be putting out fires all the time. You're not happy unless something is going like that all the time. And some people, now remember that first verse we read, right? Glory in how busy they are. They just glory in how much they have to do and how busy they are. And they never have time to get with you because they're too
busy.
They have this going and they have that going and they have this going and they have grandma going and they have kids going and they have work going and they're too
busy.
But that's me. I'm talking about me. Remember? Remember? Busy. And I'm talking about hearing from God. And if he says we can hear from him, why can't we hear from him? Let's look at a verse. I want to know what helps to hear from him. Joshua 1:8. Now, I'm not talking about you tonight. I'm talking about me. Remember? Just me. Because I know I have been told multitudes of times about multitasking, about doing too many things, and I know I have to hear from God. So let's look at a few things. Joshua 1:8 in the King James. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then shalt thou make thy way prosperous, and then shalt thou have good success." I could use some more prosperity. I could use some more success. So what's going on, God? Why are you holding out on me, God? Huh? God ain't holding out. He just told us. He says, then you'll have it. I'll make your way prosperous, and then you'll have success. So Phyllis, Miss Blonde here, got to figure this out. What's going on? Well, when I began to study about this, I thought, okay, so what way do I go? I know busy is not the way. So I got my Bible out. Now, he's teaching on this, and a lot of times when he's teaching, I'm going back and I'm looking and I'm thinking, practical, Phil, practical. How does this apply? You're dealing with people. They're going to come back to you. They're going to ask you questions. They want to know. They deal with it. We deal with it. When he teaches, they want it for the kids' classes, just lots of things. So I'm like, okay, look at this. Not busy. So I start to look up things. Okay? Think about all these things in the Bible. I got my Bible out, and I got my concordance out. Now, think of the opposite of busy. I got so many words, I did not know which direction to go. Now, listen, see if you've heard any of these words in the Bible. Okay? Still, be still and know that I'm God. Wait on the Lord. Rest in the Lord. Commune with God. Fellowship with God. Pray to God. Talk to God. Abraham talked with God. All these things are spending time with him, right? Yeah. Bow before God. Kneel in his presence. Humble yourself before God. Lie prostrate before the Lord. Praise the Lord. Worship the Lord. Give thanksgiving to the Lord. And meditate. I mean, that's just a few of them. I mean, when I'd start to go to look them up, there were so many verses. Amen. You could have spent a year just going over each one of these verses about spending time with the Lord. Each and every one of them. So what does the devil do to keep every person in this room from hearing from God? He keeps us busy. It's like God has got, say this pulpit right here is our gift. Okay? And inside this gift, it's got everything that we would ever need. Every answer that we will ever need. You could walk up to this pulpit, you could get your healing. You could walk up to this pulpit, you could get your answer for the direction that you need. You could walk up to this pulpit, you could find out how to deal with your kids that's gone berserko. You could walk up to this pulpit and you could find out how to get your house you need. You could walk up to this pulpit and get rid of that boss you've been hating for 10 years. Get him saved. Find the exact words to tell him tomorrow when you go to work. You could walk up to this pulpit and get your husband to like you again. Do you understand what I'm saying? You could walk up here and everything you ever needed was here. So what does the devil do? He tries everything. Now, you can get to this pulpit from how many angles? Every way possible. There is absolutely nothing in the way of getting to it. But what the devil does is he does everything he can to turn your back to it, to distract you from it, to keep you thinking about something else, to keep you busy doing something else, to show you, hey, hey, look over here, do this, hey, hey. Come see me over here. Everything he can to keep you from going over here. And the further he can get you from that, the easier it is to keep you from getting closer to that. So that's what he does on a daily basis. Is he knows if you don't get close to this but once a month, it's easier to keep you from going there even once a month. And he knows if you don't go here but once a year, then he's got you. So that's his tool. And the funny thing about it is, he don't even have to be that smart. All he's got to do is wave something in front of me, and he distracts me. Now, I've got excuses. Let me explain. We have two churches, right? God, that's doing your work. You know, I have to have my phones on all the time, and I have to have my computers, and I have to have my iPad, because I have people, you know, and somebody could get sick, and we could have to get to the hospital, or something could happen, and somebody could need something, God. Don't you know that, God? Come on. I should have special dispensation, God. Because, you know, it's a church, God. I should be able to work 24/7. Because, you know, I am doing it for you, God. Right? Right? But it doesn't matter what my excuse is. All it is a ploy of the devil to keep me away from what?
And that concludes today's message by Phyllis Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.